Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Welcome to the Oversharers' final episode of the year!
We should have worn hats.
I know. We should have worn 2024 glasses.
Ah, that would have been fine. Okay.
It's the final episode of 2023. How are we feeling?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to enjoy the break. I'm going to be binge watching and just being in my bed. But it's okay.
Oh my God, that's amazing. I love that for you. But it's the last time because we said...
But I'm actually going to miss recording episodes.
Yeah. And we're not going to be couch potatoes anymore.
No. Oh yeah, because last week
we're leaving that behind.
Okay. So no, but I'm allowed to. But this is the season to be a couch potato.
So in 2023, you can.
Oh, yes, but in 2024.
But come 2024.
No, we are new girls.
We're new girls. We're reborn.
Guys.
Renaissance.
Oh. Guys, can I just say I'm really, really sad.
Disappointed.
As a fellow Beyonce Swiftie fan. I've been a beehive. I've seen Beyonce once, and it was like a... It was like a spiritual experience. Do not judge me.
Stop.
Because at some point, I feel like, yeah, it was Galactic Cruise, yeah. The reason why it's a spiritual experience, because some people say there's some forms of witchcraft going on. Yeah. But allegedly, because, you know, I won't be a bee.
So but you know what? I felt like that after Chris Brown.
Wallahi, when we... Can we just talk... You know when we went to Chris Brown, yeah?
We were under a spell.
For an entire 2 weeks, I kept singing the songs. It was in my brain. It wouldn't go away. Did everyone not feel like that? That went
so
to Chris Brown.
Do you think he did a spell whereby we have to be addicted to him for 2 weeks?
I'm telling you, there's something like that every time you go to a concert.
Do you reckon Taylor Swift's going to do the same thing to us?
Someone's already said that.
We need to read our F-card before we go and see Taylor Swift.
I don't even want to plan to go see Taylor Swift. How about that? We're not going to plan. Even though we've got the tickets in our email. Even though it's June 24th.
We know the date, the time, what time we're supposed to be there.
It's 7 o'clock, we've got to be there.
We have to be there.
When I'm not going to make the intention to go see Taylor
Swift.
Yeah,
we're not planning, because Allah's the best planner.
Exactly. I'm not putting that in my intentions. But it happens, do you know what I mean?
If I go, I go. If you see me there, don't judge me.
Don't judge me. Because I know I'm going to see loads of Punjabi Swifties and I'm just going to look the other way.
We did not see each other.
We didn't see each other. Do you know what I mean? But let's come back to Beyonce. I really wanted to see the Renaissance movie this weekend. I kept begging everyone. And then I went on TikTok and I saw loads of Israelis with their flags saying, "You won't break my soul." And I just thought, you know what?
And I hope.
I can't do it.
And
now I am still a fan of Beyonce. And I will say her silence, it's crippling me
a little bit.
It's crippling me a bit, you know.
Her silence is like all I can hear is buzzing.
Bzz, I'm just like, what is going on? Bzz. Do you know what I mean? Especially when Formation came out, when she did
you know what it is? Beyonce
was
has
the Super Bowl that she did, and she was like very pro black.
Yeah,
black
like she's active, but she's not.
She's really into activism. So to me, it's like
there's a contract somewhere. There's a contract.
No, but Beyonce's a superpower that she can bypass that.
She signed it with blood.
No, I think she's bigger than that. Beyonce is bigger than being.
Do you know
canceled.
What? Let me not say nothing about Beyonce.
Anyway,
yeah, Beyonce is so amazing. She's actually has a lot of influence in the world.
No,
do you know
but
what I
can
mean?
I just say something?
But at the moment, I'm not very happy with her. But usually, I'm happy with.
But
her.
I'm happy with Solange.
Solange,
pro Palestine,
power to the people.
But you never know. Beyonce is always quite cryptic, and she always does things without us knowing.
But we don't
and
know.
And she obviously knows.
She knows
what happens on social media.
Yeah, she's probably, you know, donating to this charity. She might be donating to friends of us. We don't know.
We don't know.
She could be signing like a $1 million check.
That's valid. And I feel like, especially when it comes to like boycotting and BDS, people are often quite quick to slam people without knowing what they do behind closed doors. But I also understand the importance of speaking up.
Absolutely.
Because you need to. It's a bloody genocide.
I think the one thing that we can do is speak up.
Indeed.
And make that out. That's it.
But yeah.
So you have to use your power. That's literally our power.
If Beyonce stood up, and actually stood up for Palestine, it would make moves.
Okay, so the journalists in Gaza, you know, the big boy journalist Mataz, so they're all basically putting out goodbye messages on social media.
So
because
sad.
They said that there's heavy bombardment at the moment. And basically, Israel said that everyone should move to the south, right?
Yeah.
But then when people actually flee to go to the south, they're getting bombed. So it's like they're taking advantage of the fact that there's movement going to the south and then attacking them there, like targeting them as they're moving.
Yeah.
So like I saw a message today where someone was like, oh, like they'll pack their bags at 8 a.m. to go to the south. And then we'll come back either injured, dead. And then today I saw a video.
Was Mataz not actually left Gaza now, though? Because I saw a video of him walking out of Gaza saying goodbye.
No stage.
Oh, did he?
Guys, people, are, like, the resistance is for them to stay there. Because if they leave, then it's like, what was the point? So what they're trying to do. So you've got, like, I saw a video today of loads of journalists sitting around singing, we're not going to leave, we're not going to leave. So it's like an act of resistance for them to stay there. And I agree with it. It's like, you're not pushing me out of my own home.
No.
You're not telling
me. Shall I tell you something I did see, though? The New York Times made a headline. The headline was 60 journalists. So I'm assuming a journalist wrote about fellow journalists that died. So the headline was 60 journalists have died since the siege on Gaza. And then the New York Times changed it to people have died. Isn't that crazy? Just the specifics of it. Let me try and find it again. Should have took a bloody screenshot. But it's just things like that. It's like we're still doing that. It's been how many days now of war?
We're not stupid. We've gone past, we've gone beyond that. We've gone beyond like semantics now. Like
It's just too much.
We know Israel is killing Palestinians.
And it's like nothing. And the other thing that makes me sad is that it makes me feel like they think that it will just blow over. They think people are going to slowly go back into their lives, slowly go back to their TikToks, their everyday lives.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's not going to be spoken about again. It's not going to be in mainstream news. They tried to, I feel like, the situation with the monarchy, with that guy that wrote the book about Meghan and Harry, and apparently Piers Morgan was the one. And also very, very shocking that Piers Morgan, in his show, he was the one that named who the two royal people were, that basically said they were worried about Archie's skin colour. Mm. Anyway, that story became quite big in the UK to overshine what's happening in Gaza. But in my mind, I just thought, is this strategic? Did they do this to just try and like make everyone forget and move on and next topic?
I also feel like the humanitarian pause was something... There's something sinister in that.
Yeah, because Joe Biden, they said it.
Yeah,
there was
a
brief.
To get people to stop talking about it and to like...
Especially do that Thanksgiving period. That's why they paused it. So people didn't have to see war constantly on their feeds so they could have a break from it.
And then I think it's like they designed it so that people could...
Move
on and become complacent again.
No, but it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. Everyone go back to posting because they're bombing Gaza again.
And it's like... It's just so sad how they want people to just be forgotten and how they think that we're easily brainwashed. Like, we are not the boomers. I'm so sorry.
You know, some of the messages coming from the journalists, though, like some of the farewell messages are so sad.
I know. Bassan's one really made me sad.
I know. And like, there was another journalist, I think his name was Ismail. I've got to fact check that one because his message was so sad. Like, I even felt like ashamed of myself. So basically, there was a journalist called Ismail. He goes, our last message, faces have become pale. Hope has disappeared and we will not forgive those who are able to speak the truth and remain silent. This world has proven to us that it is a hypocrite and despicable world, but our world will be in a second place, a place more just, safer and more reassured by our creator. We congratulate you on your martyrdom, people of Gaza. May Allah bless your souls and may the curse be upon you, you hypocrite world. I know. It just makes you feel so ashamed, doesn't it? Just so guilty.
But I feel like as long as you know what you're doing and the da'a that you're making and the support that you're giving and the sadaqah that you're giving towards the people, I feel like if you continue to speak about it, there's not much more we can do. Do you know what I mean?
I know, but it just sounds so, that message sounds so.
And I think the hypocrites more goes towards world leaders and people in places of influence and power who are actually remaining silent.
I know, but at some point, like, you have to look inwards and say, like, what more could I have done? Even though there really isn't much that you could have done, but the small things that you are able to do is so important.
Oh, yeah, definitely. No, I agree with that. I just think we all have to keep speaking about it. I really commend Chunks and Philly doing a whole, like, 30 minutes, was it, on their whole episode?
Yeah.
On
their podcast.
On their podcast on Palestine. Because they have a massive platform.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, I don't know. I just genuinely think when I look back in the ages of when horrible things used to happen, I can see why people got away with what they did.
100%.
And like, it's even worse now because it's like we're in the age of technology. We can see what's happening in like a small town in New Zealand. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? It's not the same as in the 1900s where ships had to drive for 30 days to get to the UK to pass information or telegrams or whatever they used to do. Like, information is infinite. It happens right now. And it's like
instant.
Yeah, like, even though we're in that instant technology and we can see things happening and nothing's still being done, it makes me really sad.
But also, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we're able to see things in real time, because, like, think about how it was in the past.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, think about, like, just the amount of propaganda that people were consuming and
especially
buying
into
that.
Especially in the last 75 years.
And believing that. Like, our history books are just lies.
Literally.
They've basically been designed, you know, when they say, like, my curriculum is decolonized, my curriculum. Yeah. Our whole curriculum is colonized. Our curriculum's colonized.
Oh my God.
But I feel like it's good because it's like, it makes me question things that I saw in my lifetime and how they were depicted in the news. And like, I remember I used to talk to my dad and be like, why what's going on with the terrorists and stuff like that, because you don't know. And he's like, no,
that means Kultum, that's a lie.
Yeah don't watch the news. Or like the news that he would watch is Al Jazeera. But it just makes you realize, like, everything that you've been reading has just been in the favor of the real oppressors.
And that's
history,
cool,
guys, is a lie.
At some point, I would say so. Also, history is biased because it's subjective to the country and the people that it's happened to.
And also, the historians that speak about it are from those, like, allied countries.
Yeah, so it's like, it's quite biased if you think about
it. It's a joke.
I'm actually really sad in high school I didn't learn about the Ottoman Empire, because they had such a big empire. I'm not going to go into it now, but I'm just saying they had such a big empire. They conquered so much. And then they obviously lost that in World War II or World War I. I don't know which one it was. But it's just like, there's so much history that we don't know about.
I think they also killed, like, the Armenians. And
I know, but the English conquered the world. And we still learn about the English.
I know, but we've got to be careful about, like, getting excited over, like, empire history, because there's quite a lot of bloodshed.
It's bloodshed, but it's things that have happened that we haven't been taught. Yeah. Like, even, what's that guy that was, he had loads of wives, very Eastern country, Genghis Khan? He had, like, a crazy history.
No.
We didn't learn any about that in high school.
We did Germany, obviously.
I just did World War One and World War II.
We did Russia.
And Russia, USSR, Lenin.
Yeah, no, we did Russia in World War One.
Rasputin.
Yeah. Russia and
was Rasputin
Italy.
What was he? Was
so
he
we did like Russia and Italy, and then we did World War Two Germany. But then, like, in other years...
Bolsheviks.
Yeah, in other years, we did...
I don't remember.
What did we do?
I don't remember. Do you?
I feel like in year 9 or something, we did the slave trade, but it was like, we touched on it briefly.
No, I remember doing Napoleon.
No, I didn't do Napoleon.
Yeah, I remember doing that, but it was brief. Anyway, moving on. Guys, I just want to say our Moroccans brothers and sisters, guess what they did?
What?
They boycotted Starbucks and H&M to the point where they're not doing trade in Morocco anymore.
You're joking.
Like, completely finished.
That is incredible.
Isn't that crazy?
No way.
Factual, right? Mm-hmm. Right? I'm telling you.
So they're no longer operating in Morocco?
From, I think, December or January, it's their last time, and then they're all out. The entire company has been boycotted out of Morocco.
That's
Isn't that crazy?
Incredible.
It's amazing. No, so it works. It works.
BDS works.
It works. So yeah.
Do you know what? So during the civil rights movement, black people boycotted transport. They started walking.
No way.
And then basically the whole transport system almost fell apart.
Oh my God, I learned about civil rights movement as well, but it was brief. I didn't learn about it all. But yeah, shout out to you guys. I'm going to give you a riddle.
You know a riddle?
I know. What do you mean I know a riddle? Colton thinks I'm basic. I'm going to give you a riddle, come.
Okay, go on then.
I feel like you probably know this.
Okay, go on.
Okay, so I'm going to tell you something. So what I'm trying to say to you is, apples and lemons have it, oranges don't. And I want you to keep saying words to me, and then we can figure out what it is that they have and that oranges don't.
Apples and lemons have it, but oranges don't.
No.
Are we talking about the fruit?
No. Just say random words to me.
What?
So apples and oranges have it, but lemon... What else doesn't have it? Yeah, what else doesn't have it? Apples and lemons have it, but oranges don't. What else doesn't have it?
Pears.
No, they have it.
Kiwi.
No, they don't have it.
Okay, banana.
No, they have it. It's not just fruit, it's anything.
A tree.
Say that again.
A tree.
A tree doesn't have it.
A cat.
Doesn't have it.
But apples and lemons have it.
Yeah, apples and lemons have it.
Do I have it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Right. Actually, no, I would say, no, I don't think you do, no. No.
Okay. A chicken.
Mm-mm. No.
A baby.
Yeah. Baby has it, yeah.
A baby has it, yeah.
Think, do you want a clue?
Yeah.
Think vowels, consonants. I can't even say it.
The word itself.
Think about it, yeah. The word.
Oh, I know this.
What? Colton's trying to calculate it right now.
Oh, for God's sake, what the hell? Is it something to do with the letters in apple and the letters in lemon?
Perhaps.
And baby.
Perhaps.
A baby has it.
Just anything. Same names to me. Anything can have it.
My phone.
A phone doesn't have it.
Is it something, is it like plural?
No.
Is it a suffix?
Table. Prefix. Table has it.
Table has it.
Yeah.
Okay, what about tripods?
A tripod has it.
A microphone.
A microphone has it.
Is it a letter? Is it a specific letter?
No.
Like S or something?
It's like the easiest thing. When you see it, you're like, what?
Apples and lemons have it, but oranges don't.
Yeah. Any random, name random things, they will get it.
A clock.
A clock doesn't have it. Do you give up?
Yeah, I give up. What is it?
No way.
Time.
No. Time doesn't have it though.
Time doesn't
have it. Time does have it, sorry.
Time does have it.
Yeah, it does.
Is it like the letter? Is it a specific
letter?
It's
to do with your face.
What? It's to do with my face?
It's to do with your face.
Something, does my face have it?
No.
No.
My face, but it's to do with your face. She looks so confused.
Alright, I give up.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I give up. I don't like not knowing. I need to know.
Shall I tell you at the end of the show?
No! Okay, fine, tell it at the end of the show.
Shall I tell you in the show? Okay, cool.
My face has it.
No, your face doesn't have it.
Yeah,
it doesn't. My face does. Is it eating?
Do you eat apples and lemons and babies? Do you eat babies?
Do I eat clocks?
Do you eat? The clock doesn't have it.
Oh, a clock doesn't have it. Do I eat babies? I don't eat babies. Thank you very much. I eat apples and I don't really eat lemons. It's always to my face. Baby.
You're doing it right now. You're doing it.
Oh!
You're doing it right now.
I'm smiling.
You're doing something with your mouth. What is it?
When you're smiling is what you're doing. Smiling,
you're doing it.
What am I doing? Drooling.
No. Smiling. Baby.
Laughing.
Laughing doesn't have it.
Smiling.
Smiling has it. baby, lemons, apples.
S.
Tell Should me you give up?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, cool. So basically,
she's like, open.
Your lips touch when apples and lemons.
Oh my god! Do you know how dumb that is?
I know. It was
so the whole time you're watching my mouth, going,
yeah. Yeah, I literally have to watch your mouth.
It's the way you were both staring at me. I was like, damn, what's on my face?
What's on my face? What's on my face?
That was a good riddle, though, Harder.
I know.
Well done, guys.
Thank you.
Was that courtesy of you?
It's courtesy of me, actually. Thank you very much. Anyway, we didn't do a Mad Name Madness, guys. We are so sorry. But we are going to talk about the episodes that have happened in 2023. What are your highlights? Give me three episodes on the top of your head. Also, we haven't practiced this, so it's going to be... This is going to be on spot.
Okay, do you know what episode really made me laugh that I actually watched so many times? You know the episode where we did the Reddit scenario and we didn't know what NB was? We didn't know that NB was non-binary. And then we kept messing it up.
And kept saying, that was a good episode.
That was such a funny episode. Like, I've actually watched that back so many times. I'm not gonna lie, I had to heavily
not
edit
my
that.
You kept going, not my boyfriend. What is it?
And you kept going, she... should, and we're like, wait, no,
it wasn't that.
No, that episode was hilarious.
We actually can't do gender neutral scenarios. It's just the
I mean, we could, but we would have to practice beforehand. We have to practice the pronouns beforehand. But when I look back at that episode, I'm just like, damn, like we would. And the funny thing is, it's like we didn't know what it meant. So we couldn't even prepare ourselves. So we had to literally freestyle that whole episode. And the most hilarious part is the first 10 minutes, we're like, yeah, and she should do this and she should do that and he should do this. And then we're like, wait, shit.
She's not.
And then I was like, wait, a cow's non-binary. You said something like a cow's non-binary. And we're like, oh, we've just messed up this whole scenario.
Okay, what's your second one?
Probably the one about the woman that got...
The chestnut checkers.
Yeah, chestnut checkers. So what happened in that scenario? So it was about a wife who caught her husband... Was he, like, cheating on her, but with someone they knew? And she paused, was patient...
She was doing, what was that film that we watched together in the cinema?
Gone Girl.
It was given Gone Girl.
It's given Gone Girl.
It was such a good episode.
She was very patient. She waited. Not a lot of people can say they can do that and then strike.
And then she finished him.
She finished!
Annihilated him at the end. It was definitely one of my highlights. One of my favourite one was this man that posted on Muslim Reddit that he went to go have a meeting with someone. And she turned out to be not so attractive. And he didn't know what to do.
Oh, the niqab. Was it the niqab? And he was like shuffling. He was sweating.
He was like, oh, that was too much for him. That was like, I don't know if that was this year though.
That was like early 2023. I think it was early 2023.
It was before we came to the studio. But that one finished me. It's the way he was like, I just don't know what to do about this.
It's like as soon as she revealed her face,
he goes, my heart sank.
Oh my God, I feel so sorry for that girl.
If someone described me like that, I would be so ashamed. How dare you? My heart sank. I mean, you must be so attractive to assume
that you're, do you know what I mean?
Like, who do you think
you are? He's trying to say this woman was so ugly that my heart sank.
Like, she was so ugly that his pulse and his heart rate was affected. How rude is that?
That's so rude. That is so rude.
His biological body was affected by her appearance. How rude is that?
No, that man belongs in the bin.
Honestly, you shouldn't be having meetings. You need to work on yourself. You need to grow up. Grow a pair.
And you know what the worst part is? He was happy with everything else. Her personality, her dean, her character.
It's just the face.
He comes to the room. She lifts the veil.
And he's not happy.
Another
favourite of mine.
The one with the crazy ex-girlfriend.
Oh my God, yeah.
Yes.
That one was crazy and she lied. She masterminded her entire life.
Yes, the one, are you talking about?
To be with the guy. Yeah. The one that was Yasmin, I think.
Yeah, that was a good one.
I really like that one.
So wait, we have to explain. So this woman, she pre Like, she basically orchestrated getting with her husband, and he literally had no idea that she'd spent this much time trying to get with him, right?
Yeah.
And then she eventually broke it to him, like, I've known you longer than when you think you first met me.
It was like 7 years that she's known him, but really she's been with him for 5 years. He was like, huh?
Yeah, and then he ended up breaking it off with her, didn't he?
But he did it in a like, in a very...
like, cold way.
Yeah. Which I'm...
Puts to him, innit?
What can we do?
I mean, she basically lied to him for the majority of their time together.
And then my last one for me is the one that was my toxic mother-in-law ruined my marriage. And it was about a girl who... It was a listener who sent in her story. And basically her husband just kept listening to his mum about all the problems that they were having. And then she was about to have a baby and she was like, yeah, I'm not happy with this. It's crazy.
No, I need to go back and see. Do I have any little cheeky favourites?
So my favourite episode of a very happy story is episode 26, I Found Love in an Unexpected Place. And it's basically like this woman who wrote in her love story, and she basically said she went through a terrible divorce. She went through a few years of like trying to figure out herself, self-love and all, and then she started hiking, and then during the hike she met the love of her life.
I really love that story for her. Like, I just love it.
It's just so heartwarming.
I know.
I hope they're still together.
Me too.
Oh. Right, those are my three.
My third one.
I'm trying to think,
did I get... Some of them were really like sad stories, do you know what I mean? So I don't want to reference that as my favourite, but I'm trying to think of like ones that we had fun filming. Like, I thought the one where the bride was accusing the girl of destroying her big day because of like the dress that she was wearing was quite funny, the sage green dress.
Yeah, that was 2022 though, girl.
I know, was that 2022?
Yeah, it was October.
Oh my God.
That was like the first few ones.
Okay, we can't say that one then. My racist neighbour is trying to kill me!
Oh God,
I
so
really
scary.
Hope that girl is okay. No, she messaged us back and she said she moved back home. She went back to her family's house.
Oh, that's so good.
Alhamdulillah, I was really nervous.
That was one of our listeners. Basically, she moved to...
America.
It was somewhere in America.
Like, down south.
Yeah, it was a job. So she basically she moved because of her department. They moved her there. She didn't have any friends. And she had this one neighbor that just kept hailing abuse at her.
Redneck
man. And you know they have guns, guys. She was so scared. And like, he used to walk the hallways and bang on her door. It was so scary.
And he was just like literally screaming racist abuse.
So scary.
That's my nightmare.
And we felt so bad for her because she was like, I don't know anyone in this new city. But yeah, I think Colton said that she moved back.
Yeah, she emailed us again. Alhamdulillah. And you know which story was probably like another good story is the girl that messaged us her scenario.
Which
and
one?
She was having issues with her family accepting her partner.
And
then they came
one.
Back to each other. Basically,
yeah,
what
that.
Happened was... these two wanted to get married, the families weren't on it, and then or it's like her family wasn't really accepting or something along those lines. And then the local imam from the area was very biased towards like her side of like her parents and stuff. Like he would just listen to them because obviously they're from the same cultural background. So she felt like there was nothing she could do to get this guy, basically.
And in the end... She was patient, she persevered, she pushed
prayed.
Through, and she prayed.
And then she emailed us back and she said, I took you guys' advice,
and
we're getting married.
So how many marriages have we put together?
Do you know what I mean?
I'm telling you.
Me and you, Hala.
We are matchmakers.
We're onto something.
Netflix, create a matchmaking... website? Create a matchmaking... show.
And we're the two aunties.
We're hooking all you guys up. Let's bring it. That is it. Those are my three.
Yeah.
I'm loving
mine.
That. Glaze, have you got yours?
So my favourite episode is the one that I first produced. With Hannah's Corner. That was my favourite.
That was a wholesome episode. Also, the ending of that episode was so good. It was like three girls just having a chin
it was
rag.
Very cute. It was very wholesome and girly. Just the oversharers. Like theme, I'd say.
Yeah.
The ethos of the overshare.
Yeah, I was just giving. And then I really liked the episode with you know the true crime one where the girl was going out with this mechanic and she ended up dying.
And
it was the original ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then she tried to comfort the baby mom.
Yeah.
Oh,
Do you guys like true crime? Because I do. Did you like true crime when we did it?
I loved it. I thought, why can't we just, I need more of that.
So. I like the story, but I remember it being such a long story that I'd like zone out. But I did, but I remember like, I
give me back my mic, you rude girl.
No, I loved it.
I got that story, but I feel like the stories, like I feel like with us two, because we do the podcast, it's a lot harder. But like, when people listen to the podcast, like when I'm washing dishes,
yeah, I was driving, listen to the episode.
Yeah, like it's enjoyable.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I completely agree with you, Hoda. I think the stories are great, and that was actually a famous story, guys.
Yeah, that was quite crazy.
Yeah, it's a well-known story out. They made a movie out of it, didn't they, Hala?
It wasn't a movie. It was a Lifetime. You know those documentaries that come on, like, Dave? It's like that. What was your next one?
And then this was at the live show.
Oh!
Do you remember there was a listener, so somebody in the audience had put in a dilemma, and it was the crazy, because she was apparently, like, really tall, and he was very, very short. He said, you need to lose weight. I'm sending you pictures of the girls I want you to look like. It was, and the wild reaction, incredible. Oh, incredible scene.
I remember that. Oh, my God. He was so rude. Guys, we'll give you a breakdown. So she was really tall, and she was dating this guy who was shorter than her. And he kept telling her, like, you need to have surgery. You need to, like, work on yourself, your appearance. You need to exercise and lose weight. Like, the audacity of this man. And he's, like, 5'4". He's my height, guys. So disrespectful. But that was, like, a scenario on the live show. So, yeah. Oh, my God. I love those. Yeah. And I love Galah that came to the live show.
Forgot about that scenario. I'm so glad you brought it up, because I remember dying.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Anyway, that is it. Thank you, Galadha.
Thank you, Galadha. Oh my God, you ticked me back.
You ticked me back. We didn't even talk about the live show. Thank you, Galadha, for bringing that up.
I know. I completely forgot we even did that.
We did the live show. It was the best experience. Can I just say, we were shitting bricks coming into that stage. I felt like I was going to faint. When I first sat down, Colton was actually really confident when she first sat down. When I first sat down, there was a moment where I felt like I was completely zoned out. I blanked out.
Really?
I was like, I was panicking. And then I kept saying to myself, get yourself together, relax.
I did that thing where I imagined everyone naked.
Oh, did you?
So I was like laughing to myself. Such a smart.
Oh. So you just thought everyone with their tits hanging out. That is so funny.
Someone said that to me before I walked out. They were like, just imagine everyone out there is butt naked. When I sat down, because you remember before I went out there, I went and took a sip from my drink, and my hand was
shaking.
I couldn't even put the drink to my mouth, and then I was like, I'm gonna spill this drink all over me. And then I went out there, and then I sat down, and I remember looking at you, and you were like a little bit stiff, and then I was just like smiling.
I was so finished, guys. Wallah, if fainting mentally was a thing, I fainted mentally.
I know, but
my body
was
there, but physically, mentally, I wasn't there.
As soon as we started talking, it was like we were back in the studio again.
Yeah, we were back in the studio again, so
alhamdulillah.
I know. We picked each other up. But
I was like, in it, Hala,
yeah. Oh, it was so much fun. But guys, 2024 live shows coming up, events coming up. Are you guys excited?
Guys, we've got so many events planned. We're finally going to do Speed Friendships.
Oh my God. You know how we spoke about that in like 2022, at the beginning of 2022?
But now we have the resources.
No one steal the idea.
Yeah, please don't steal the idea, guys. Like,
because it's for our sisters. Guys, we need stuff to do other than going to Shisha. I'll be honest.
Do you know what I mean?
And going to restaurants to get bigger than we are. I'm so sorry.
I'm sick of eating.
I don't want to eat all the time. I don't want to spend my money on Indian food and Italian food.
I want to go to events.
Butter chicken.
Every single time.
Can we talk the pandemic?
Can we just talk about the chokehold that butter chicken
has on Somali women?
Why
I don't know if
it?
It's just Somalis.
Why
I'm just
is it
saying.
That every time we go to an Indian restaurant, there's like 4 plates of butter chicken?
It's embarrassing. When we go out as a group, everyone just gets butter chicken rice, spice it up with some lamb,
occasional
lamb chops,
naan.
An occasional naan, but that's it. Then
Diet Cokes and Coke Zeros. Literally, that's our whole order in Indian restaurants.
So sad.
And then when we when we go to Italian restaurants.
It's the truffle pasta.
It's the truffle pasta. It's this qarah pasta, yeah? Guys, when I say to you, this pasta...
It's so hard.
It's so basic.
It's hard. Why does the pasta have a crunch in my mouth? Explain.
It's called al dente.
No, I'm not used to that. I'm Somali. I like the pasta to be soggy. Okay. Yeah,
so it's hard pasta with this weird truffly taste with a bit of cheese on top. Oh, it just, and it's like...
It fills you up after 3-4 bites. And yeah, then you're like, I feel sick.
You never finish the plate.
No, but you know what we do like about Italian food?
The burrata.
Exactly.
But I'm sorry, how funny is the truffle pasta? It literally just looks like
four different truffle pastas. It's so embarrassing.
It's just the most basic pasta. Like, I can't even begin. Like, no sugo.
Nothing.
No, nothing to like moisten it up. Nothing.
But I feel like other cultures eat that way, though. It's us Somalis that add sugo and like hilib and like
banana.
We have to add everything together. Oh my God. Can I just shout out? Yeah. Can I just shout out? Saviv and Acton.
I knew you were going to say that.
Guys, let me just talk about Saviv and Acton. Can I just say, after a long day, long day of cold, depressing, you've been working, you're tired, you just want to have a little chin wag with your friends. I'm so sorry, Saviv's the place.
Saviv's the place to be, guys.
That platter for two.
Oh my God.
With the barista, the hilib, the pasta. I get it with salmon. Some people get it with the sukkar. You've got the little chapati on the side. You've got your besmas. You've got your banana. You've got your little drink.
Like, how refreshing is it that you have a banana on the bloody table?
I mean, most Somali restaurants do that.
That's how you know I don't really go to Somali restaurants, then, isn't it? But I was just saying, I feel like Saviv actually just, you know.
And it looks nice. It's such a nice place to chill.
They look into my heart. They know what I want. They put it on a plate.
Guys, the plate just bangs after a long day.
Like, the pasta looks so moist and nice.
And it's got like a tang of spice. Like,
do you know what I mean?
It's so nice.
I don't know how they cook that, but I need to know the recipe.
And I'm so sorry. It's the vibes. And then after the last time I went to Saviv last week.
I go to Saviv for three things. Yeah, I go for pasta.
Banter.
I go for pasta, banter, lamb, and a cup of tea.
Wallahi, the cup of tea with, I wanted tiramisu. The tiramisu, I'm not gonna lie, it didn't bang to the level that I wanted it, but it hit the spot. Do you know what I mean?
But the tea, it's
not even basic. It's the quality of Somali tea that you like.
It just makes me feel happy. I could go there right now. Like, I'm thinking about it right now.
I'm thinking about going to Saviv right now. Isn't that sad? Yeah. It's just a nice, homey place to go. Everyone just chills. You're full. You're laughing.
If you're from West London, guys, pop down to Saviv. You might even see us.
You might even see us because we're there all the time.
We're not getting paid, but that sounds like we're getting paid, isn't it?
No, wallahi, it's not an ad. I actually enjoy it.
This isn't an ad.
Talking about ads. Let's go pay some bills now. Guys, we need to pay some bills. And today we are bringing back Blue Money. Have you guys downloaded the app? Have you started saving money with your friends? Because if you haven't, what are you doing? Let's just pause.
Like, you guys aren't going to pay your bills.
You're not going to enjoy the holiday.
Do you know what I mean? January is coming. You lot are all going to be broke. 5 weeks.
Can we just talk about January's payment? Isn't it a madness? 6 weeks without pay.
That's actually so sad.
But we all get paid early December and then we get paid at the end of that's like 5 weeks without pay.
It's torturous. You don't have to download Blue Money app now and put £25 in there. Create a circle with your friends.
Indeed.
And just have something to fall back on in January. You'll be able to go out and get some truffle pasta, that's for sure.
That is for sure. And if you want to use the circles for anything other than saving money, you can also use it to save for your friends' holidays, for baby showers, for bridal showers, and to get yourselves cute little presents if you want to do secret Eid. Isn't that cute?
Secret Eid. Yeah.
We do secret Eid.
Does anyone else do secret Eid? Because I think that's...
Secret Sister. Oh my God, that's so cute, Secret Sister. But you guys know what we mean. It's not Secret Santa, it's Secret Eid.
I love Secret Eid.
Keep it to, I'm not going to lie though, can we do £20 this month?
What did we do last year?
£10.
But you know when you used to do Secret Santa at work, it used to be like a fiver.
No, oh my God, at my workplace it's £15.
What? Yeah. No, they're taking the piss.
I've got to go get something from Amazon.
You know what I just realised? It's Christmas jumper day on Thursday. I'm umming and ahhing about whether or not I should be the only person not wearing a Christmas jumper.
It's all right. What if you wear a red jumper?
I could wear a red jumper.
Anyway, going back, guys, please take the time to download Bloom Money. On the link is in our bio on our Instagram page, and also it's in our link tree, so you can access it through our YouTube and through our TikTok page. Download the app, and if you type in oversharers, your first month is off. And what do I mean by off? I mean you don't get charged for the first month of payment, which means if you do a payment of £100 between you and your friends, the charge will be £104, but this first round is going to be completely free. So make sure you download Blue Money, and we love you guys.
Ciao for now.
Ciao for now. Right, guys, we are going to play pop culture moments that happened in 2023.
Oh my God, here we go.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
So things that happened in 2023, it's a quick reminder, a quick blizz through what happened in the year. Right, so the first one is Barbie and Oppenheimer. I haven't seen the movie Oppenheimer yet, but I did dress up as Pink and Barbie. Did you?
I did dress.
Oh, we were together.
Yeah. We went to go and see Barbie.
It was a Huda Beauty.
Oh,
so much fun.
Everyone was wearing pink. There were loads of familiar faces there. We met lots of girls.
We did. Also, the Barbie movie, I don't know if it banged.
No, I liked it. I saw it twice.
Did you? I don't know if... I don't remember it for me to think it banged.
I just remember it. Had a good message behind it.
The key thing that I remember was Ugly Betty's... What is her name? America Ferrera's monologue. That's what I remember.
Yeah, that was good.
That hit me. Anyway, next thing that we need to talk about is Shakira. This was a big story, finding out that her husband was having an affair. And the reason she found out was because there was something happening
with the jam jar
in her fridge. That girl ate her jam.
No, I think it's that Shakira doesn't eat jam.
And she's
the only one that eats jam.
And the jam jar was finished.
And he doesn't eat the jam. So she saw, oh my God.
She put two and two together. She goes, something's happening. Something is cooking in this house. Anyway, she went off and basically made an iconic song about him. She finished him completely, publicly. And I don't know if they've gotten a divorce.
I think they are divorced.
Or like they're going through a divorce.
Yeah, they're going through.
Another major thing that happened, celeb couples breaking up. You know, major one for me, Sophie and Joe Jonas. Who else? Tiana Taylor and Iman.
Yeah.
That one's really sad. Did you know that he actually wanted her to... So he was angry. He was annoyed that she was making money and getting money. And on the other side, he didn't want her to make money. He wanted to be the provider. But then he was also confusing because he was like... he wanted her to pay for things as well. I saw it all on this podcast. I was like, can you just make up your mind? Which struggle do you want? You either want her to be at home or you don't want her to be at home. Like, you've got to figure it out. Anyway.
There's another one. Jeannie, Mai and Jeezy.
Yeah. Oh my God, that one.
So it recently came out that there had been some infidelities on his part.
We don't know, allegedly,
according to the Shade Room and stuff.
Essentially, you know, what can we do?
Yeah, no.
We're just buying into it at this point.
Because we don't know anything. We don't know what the court documents are saying.
I know.
Although people eventually will find it.
I know.
Because they always do.
But you know what? He said black male don't cheat, so we're going to pause on that. Anyway, my favourite couple of all got together. Do you know who that is?
Taylor and Travis.
Mm-hmm. And they're still together. Why are you not happy about it?
I don't really know enough about Travis Kelce. I feel like there should be a Y in his name.
No, it's Kelce.
Kelce.
It's Kelce.
It could be Kelce, and you guys are all saying it wrong.
No, I think the way he says his name is Travis Kelce Cotton.
So Ryan Reynolds recently, like I think yesterday or today, came out and did it, you know, like one of those face edits of like, so it's a picture of Taylor and
his wife's name? Serena van der Woodsen.
And then he put his face and Travis's face in it, and it looked really
funny. It's a bromance. Mm.
So they're actually buddies.
Yeah, they all hang out together. But why I'm happy for Taylor is because, and now I'm going to go into Taylor world, guys, quickly. So first of all, we found out from Taylor's producer, his name is John Atanoff. I think that's what he's called. He's the guy that produced All Too Well, all the songs that we love. And he basically said that the song, is it Losing Me? No, You're Losing Me.
Oh.
That song that everyone loves was basically recorded in 2021, which basically says that Taylor and Joe Alwyn were very unhappy with each other in 2021, but really we found out that they broke up in 2023. So everyone's like, now we get it. This Midnight's album is actually a breakup album.
I already thought it was a breakup album.
No one thought that, because obviously everyone assumed that they broke up in January.
Oh, Midnight is...
Yeah.
So we didn't... Oh, I see.
So everyone thought that Midnight's wasn't a breakup album,
she was,
even
they
though
thought
it
she
sounded
was still
like...
together.
Because they broke up in January.
So they thought that during when she basically was recording Midnight, that they were still together.
Yeah, but really they've been broke... It's basically proven the fact that they either had loads of problems or they broke up in 2021.
Oh,
because the song You're Losing My Mind has some crazy, crazy lyrics. Also, it's a part where she says, like, what's wrong with me? Why don't you want to marry me?
Mm.
Like, yeah, it's crazy.
Anyway. My God, Joe Alwyn, what an asshole.
I know, but now she looks so much happier. Guys, isn't that so crazy? How the types of relationships that you enter can change the way you are publicly.
Yeah, she looks happier.
She's
looks
like vibrant.
She's got a little spring in her step.
Exactly. With Joe, it's very like hidden.
Yeah.
Very hiding.
She can't show herself too much because he might get annoyed.
Also, do you guys know about the booth idea?
Wait, what's the booth idea?
So basically, it's like chivalry. It's also like the roadside. It's a roadside code. So like, if
do you think Travis is a bit of a golden retriever?
Yeah,
I feel like he's a golden retriever.
But the booth thing I'm talking about and the walking is like, if you and your man are walking. And he walks, and so he steps to the side where the road is to basically cover you. So you're walking away from the road. It shows the chivalry that he has. It's just like a thing. So like if you're walking on the road.
Oh, and he's closest to the pavement.
Yeah.
Right.
It's cute. So the booth thing is, if you're in a booth, so let's say you go into a restaurant and you go into a booth.
Mm.
And like, let's say the booth facing you is where you sit. So like right now in the store, where we're sitting right now.
Mm.
Where I'm sitting is where the guy should sit, and where you're sitting is where the girl should sit.
So closest to the inside of the booth.
Yeah, so she's able to see everything that's happening.
Right.
And he's the one that's like protecting her, because guys, TikTok people are crazy.
But
basically, that's
like the pavement one's been around for a while.
Yeah, but that's the booth.
But
the booth
one's a bit mad.
So I think in a restaurant, where are you sitting? Where would you want your partner?
Like, I would like to be inside of the
exactly.
booth.
Exactly.
And he can be like closest to the exit.
Exactly,
the
that's what it is. It's about chivalry. It's about the small things they do to protect you. So Joe Alwyn has been pictured a number of times in the inside, and Taylor's on the outside. That shows you what the relationship's gonna be, guys. It's the small things.
That is so funny.
But Travis, he's always
Travis
sitting.
Is a golden retriever.
He's always like holding her
he
hand,
just
looking
wants
after
to, like,
her.
Envelop her.
He does. He's even said, guys, it's so sad I know all this information. It's late nights with my children being on TikTok. Anyway, he's also said, like, when they go out, even though she's got mad security, he's like, yeah, I like to, like, just know my surroundings and what's happening. Like, I'm sorry, but you gotta love that. If a man doesn't think about you that way, what is he?
Ninrak.
It's the youth. Well, I'm so sorry. Please don't get me for that. Anyway, that is me. That is kind of the stuff that have happened in 2023.
Anything else in 2023? Beyonce's tour with Blue Ivy. Blue Ivy does her first dance routine on stage with her mother.
I know, but people came for her at the beginning.
Oh, why?
People are so mean.
Why are they so
mean?
They
were like, she ain't giving it no oomph. And then apparently...
No, but she got better. Like,
yeah,
first
she did.
Time you could tell she was... When you watched the first video in comparison to the last one that she did, you can see the growth.
Let's talk about Beyonce and Kim Kardashian's parenting. So apparently, you need to watch the clips to understand. So apparently, Blue Ivy, the clips I've seen of this Renaissance movie, Blue is sitting with her mum and the dancers, and her mum's like telling... You know how Beyonce gets? She's quite... you know, quite direct. So she's talking about taking out the song Diva, and then Blue goes to her, no mum, I think you should keep it. And then like she talks over someone without realizing, I believe, I've just seen a clip. So then Beyonce checks her, but in a very nice way. She's like, no, I hear you, but you need to relax, something like that. And then Blue simmers down. But then there's a clip of Kim and, did you see the clip of Kim and North with the designer?
North Baka Adag.
Wallah!
Kim is scared.
Kim is shivering she's scared, with North.
Like, what is she going to say?
North is like, but that's ugly. Like, I would never wear that. That like, looks like a dollar store.
No, Mom, we don't say that.
Oh my God, the way North was getting so sassy with the designer. No, and Kim wasn't seeing, Kim wasn't saying shit.
She wasn't saying nothing.
She's like, North, I don't think you should say it. You should say it in a more nice way.
And but Kim's, this is how you know North doesn't give a shit. She was like casually eating a raw onion.
Literally.
In front of her mum. Her mum didn't say nothing. She was just like, literally. Yeah, you know,
North has got a mouth on her. My North is a bit different. North has got a mouth, you know, she is Kanye's kid, so what can we say?
What can we say?
But it's like, everyone in the internet is like, the difference of parenting. The way Blue just went, zhoop, just, it reminded me of like our parents back in the day when they give you that one eye and you're just like, rah, I'm going to be silent.
That's so funny.
But yeah, that made me laugh.
So what they were doing, were they doing like one of those cross?
Yeah, there was like two videos and guys, someone was like, can we just talk about the two parenting styles? I'm not going to lie, Kim does let her. I'd say Kim is very more freeing. Mm. I don't know. I just saw one clip of Beyonce. I don't know what she's like, but you know what I mean.
No, but Kim's North very... North Buck, like.
I feel like North gets away with more. Mm. She's got more of a mouth to speak her mind. Mm.
And I feel like Kim is always scared when North is in a video with her.
She's, yeah, like she looks nervous. Like she doesn't know what she's about to say.
Yeah, she's like she's very... She's like... Because North is quite unpredictable.
Yeah, valid.
Assalamu alaikum. I'm pretty depressed to be writing this post. And to be honest, I always hoped that I'd be tested in other ways, but not in my marriage. I'm 25 male and she's 25. I was just married a month ago, alhamdulillah. Oh my God, I hope this never happens to anyone. I was living in a different country, albeit not too far away. So we met in person maybe 10 to 15 times before the wedding. Most of the times things were great. We would always talk on the phone for hours and hours. I mean, like 6 to 8 hours a day or more sometimes.
Well, so you got to know each other.
I'm not proud of it, but that's the truth. And I felt so connected to her and we had so much to talk about. Sounds normal, doesn't it?
I'm waiting for the however.
We've now been married just a month and I feel disconnected.
Oh, stop.
Honestly, I feel terrible because she hasn't changed. But I feel like I have.
In a month?
In a month?
What are you changing in a month? You don't even lose weight that quickly in a month. No, I'm sorry.
I genuinely just don't have love for her.
No, he hated her from the beginning. I can't deal.
No, we don't know that for sure. Sounds like they were clicking.
In a month, Colton. What can change? Unless you gave him the ick.
Okay, let's find out. I don't necessarily want to be physically intimate. Also, we just found out she might have vaginismus, which is why we haven't been able to consummate the marriage.
He's got an ick. I can't do it. Oh, no. He's got the ick from... Why is she even telling him that?
I don't know.
It's the first time you don't share stuff like...
No, it's not something he clocks.
Oh, you can see it.
No, as in like he can't penetrate during sex.
Oh, no, I wouldn't even say it though. I would just say, let's have time.
Yeah.
Give me some time. Okay, but carry on.
She called it something.
You can't
it has a name.
No, I'm sorry, but as Muslims, you can't get that comfortable quickly to be telling my man, yeah, sorry, I've got an infection. Do you know what I mean?
It's not an infection.
Is it not vaginosis?
No, it's called vaginismus.
Oh, my bad. Oh, sorry, babe. I'm so sorry for laughing. I thought she had thrush. I would never tell him I had thrush.
I was very confused then.
Yeah, I was like, why would she tell him that?
Mm. So he goes, I don't necessarily want to be physically intimate. Also, we just found out she might have vaginismus, which is why we haven't been able to consummate the marriage. And I feel like I'm cold to her
sometimes.
Oh, that's
sad. I feel bad now.
I swear I can't control it. I'm just not interested in her anymore. I have no idea why the switch flipped like this. Before marriage, I was so excited. Everything we'd been able to do together, places we'd go together, etc. Now that I'm married, I don't really care, as bad as that is to say. Oh God, I'm fucking triggered.
I just think he's upset because he couldn't have sex. I'm so sorry I said it.
I'm just I thought it was
I genuinely think he's upset because he can't have sex.
He can't penetrate.
I'm You said it would be more halal, but that is the funk. That is the real thing.
That's how you say it.
His ego is affected.
I think so. I think that's what it is.
He feels like he's not performing. He feels less manly. He feels emasculated.
Yeah, like I think he just feels like rah. Like I can't even. We haven't reached that level yet. Like, okay, you finish and then we'll talk.
About her, she's religious, caring, takes care of her family. She's a good person. I swear by Allah that I wish the best for her. The reason I'm depressed is because she ended up in a marriage with a guy that doesn't love her. No, he's chatting shit.
No, he's taking the piss. I'm so sorry.
The reason that he said that a whole depression has formed in him, and the reason why it's because she's married someone who doesn't love her.
Is he meaning him?
Yeah. Does that not sound
Why are you
so
making
stupid?
It about yourself? I don't get it. How can you not love someone that you were obsessed with a month ago? I genuinely think my man needs to chill. He needs to say, A'udhu Billah. He needs to go pray, relax, and think about what it means. Because marriage isn't, oh, you suddenly don't like them and then you're out.
Anyway, let's continue. He said, I think the best way to describe it is that I care deeply for her, but I don't love her.
No, he's taking the piss. I'm so sorry.
You mean it's a joke? No, I think
he's an attention seeker.
I think something's up. No, I don't know what it is.
He's an attention seeker.
I think it's because he can't penetrate.
I think so too. I think it's to do with sex. I'm telling you now.
Okay, let's go.
How shallow.
My mind thinks of the situation between Zayd radiallahu anhu and Zainab radiallahu anhu and her two great companions, religious, etc., but they just didn't click. Is it possible I'm in a similar position?
Why? How are you comparing yourself to the Salaf? I'm so sorry.
I just don't know.
It doesn't even compare.
Two great companions, religious, etc., but they just didn't click. And he thinks he's quite possibly in a similar position.
But also, can I just say, he hasn't even given an actual reason to why he's not happy. He's saying she's perfect for him. He was happy with her, but suddenly he doesn't love her. But he's not giving us the what is it that she's done? What has she done? Just put it on the floor. What has she done?
What has she done? I'm so sad I married her because she's such a good person and deserves someone that truly, genuinely cares for her and loves her. And I swear I thought I did before getting married, but the love just never came. So he didn't love her.
Oh, so he doesn't love her then?
He's never loved her.
So he can't, he needs to stop saying that then.
Yeah, he needs to stop saying that it's about love.
I think he needs to really explore what his feelings truly mean. I don't think he understands his feelings.
I don't think he understands his feelings either. Since we haven't consummated the marriage yet.
I told you, it's about this.
Oh, you're so funny, you know that? Wallahi, you're actually so funny.
Why? They think I can't see through them. I can see through them. It's about this. It's nothing else. If that girl sorts her downstairs out, that man's going to be happy. And I'm not blaming her, but what he's saying is just, it's like, you're not giving any other reason. It keeps coming back to this.
Since we haven't consummated the marriage yet physically, but we have been in seclusion, is it possible to get a Sharia annulment? Does such a thing even exist? Also, should I give it more time? But if I'm being honest, I don't think more time will help. Dear wife, I'm so sorry. I genuinely, truly am. I still think you're a gem of a person. I'm depressed that love for you didn't grow in me. And I'm so sorry that I might end things and hurt you. I hope she finds someone so much better than me. Oh, this guy sounds like a yal. He sounds emotionally mature.
I'm not gonna lie.
I can't believe that. So can we just talk about how many things he brought up? But the main issue, the thing that we know he's angry at, is the fact that he wasn't able to consummate the marriage.
Exactly.
He said that in the beginning,
in the middle, and in the end. It's like P-E-E. We definitely know part of
the
English
GCSE. And then he kept covering it up with, oh, I don't know if I love her. I don't think I love her. I care for her deeply. I don't love her. Like, we know
it's confusing.
Why. It's because she weren't able to penetrate.
Just stop it, please. Like, I don't think it's just that. I think it's the idea of, like, you know, this, we all create this magical idea when we get married that our wedding night's going to be amazing. The first week, it's going to be like, let's be real, we're all over each other like they do in the movies.
The
expectation's really high. And then when he didn't get that, he suddenly feels like...
deflated, depressed,
like,
sad.
Do you know what I mean? Do I not love her? And I feel like
is this
also,
the life that I'm going to be in for the rest of my
exactly.
life?
Exactly. And I'm also equating love to like physical attraction. It's just a lot happening.
Yeah. I think we built up the idea of being married to this woman so much in his head, and that when he saw the real life, that it's just every other day,
yeah,
but this time you're together,
yeah,
he wasn't happy.
And also I think he needs to change the reality of marriage. Isn't, you actually go into it seriously. So even if he leaves this marriage per se, let's say he doesn't love her and then he goes to the next one and then within 2 months he feels the same thing again, what, you're just gonna leave?
Yeah,
that's
you
not
have
marriage
to...
like, it's not even marriage, it's like relationships, yeah, are not always linear. Like, it's not gonna be, you're gonna be in love all the time.
But also, if he doesn't address how he's feeling, if he doesn't actually sit down with himself to understand his feelings and he decides to end this marriage, he's gonna do it again. He's gonna keep messing with women.
He needs to explore in himself,
what is your problem?
Why can't I be patient and sit still and embrace a relationship for all its faculties instead of just reacting every time something happens and I'm not happy? You know what that's called? It's called emotional maturity.
And you know what? We love an emotionally mature person.
And we do.
Do you know what I mean?
We like patience. We like people to take time. We mm-hmm. like people not to make hasty decisions when they
because
get married.
Because hastiness comes from the shaitan.
It does. Mm-hmm. It does. And my friend,
sit down.
Sit down.
Go and see a therapist.
Maybe help your wife resolve her issue.
Go and speak to her first.
Do you know what I mean? How sad must she feel? Imagine her.
It's
like, she
been
just
a month and he hasn't spoken to her.
It's jarring. Imagine how she feels. She's just gotten married and she can't have sex herself. She must feel like emotionally, she must feel guilty.
This man sounds so selfish. Do you know why?
Why?
At no one point did he think about how
does
this
she
is
feel?
Affecting her.
Do you know what I mean? She must be thinking, oh my God, like, she's overthinking this entire situation. She's blaming herself, blaming her body, probably,
yeah,
overthinking everything.
I'm not able to do what I'm supposed to do. No, that's not nice.
That's sad. And then here,
crying on Reddit talking about vaginismus.
I don't love her.
I don't love her. Like, shut
did
up.
Did you ever love her? That is the question.
I don't think he did. This is why I don't think he did, because there's something that he said that really stood out, yeah? I don't think he ever loved her, because he goes, okay, he talked about switches flipping and stuff like that, but he goes, I did before getting married, but the love just never came. The love just never came, suggesting
yeah,
me
that
he wasn't ever really in love with her. But let's talk about the idea of love in marriage, because in Islam, love usually happens
after marriage.
So yeah. Why is he putting so much importance on love before marriage?
I think it's the idea that love... it's the idea of love at first sight.
Right.
Guys, can we get over that, please?
Can we actually get over that? Because this is just,
like,
this is kids.
I just
this
feel
is,
like the movies lie
child's
to us.
Play.
It's not real. No love happens at first. And even if it does happen at first sight,
it's your hormones. It's vasopressin. It's oxytocin. It's testosterone. It's all of that.
It's
hormones.
That. But I also think the people who love each other continuously throughout their marriage are people that work at their marriage. Like, there's no way you're going to be with someone at night and day, sleep next to them, wake up with them, smell their breath, just see them with their fat belly walking. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to see any of that stuff. And, like, feel love all the time. I'm so sorry, you're gonna argue, you're gonna do things, but like the main thing about love is the work that you do.
Yeah, so if these guys actually take this, do you know what they need to do? They need to stop viewing this issue as being something that's caused by either party. He's blaming on her kind of thing. They need to, like, what people should do in a marital couple, in a marriage, is look at the problem as something external. Something has come into the marriage that's trying to F with you guys.
Yeah,
and
F
you
with
need
your
to,
partnership.
You need to deal with that problem together.
Yeah.
Rather than saying, oh, it's him, it's her, it's her,
it's her,
it's her downstairs, it's this. Like, do you know what I mean?
It's not nice.
And also, like, I feel like this could be a really good example of a problem that's presented itself, that when they, if they do both work together to get through this, it will make them stronger. The
exactly.
love will
the
fall.
Foundation's there.
The love of the foundational love that we're looking for, that what this man is searching for, the love.
The true love.
The true love.
Is there.
Is there at the end of this problem.
You've got to discover it.
Together.
No one ever said.
Swim through.
Exactly. He wants love on a plate. And it ain't going to happen like that.
It's not going to happen.
Because you got to work.
Love requires graft.
It really does. And also this idea that you're going to be happily ever after and be free and happy and in love every single day. It's not real. It's a lie they tell us. This is what smutty books and TV shows create. They never show you what happened to Cinderella and Prince Charming after they got married.
No, they
and they had
that.
Four kids. I'm so sorry. They don't show you that. That reality is not there. When they're arguing about who's taking the kids to school.
Who's taking the bins out.
Who's taking the bins out. They don't show you that.
They don't show you that.
All I'm they so show sorry. You.
And the thing, what these images do to people is it gasses them. Yeah. It makes them think that my marriage is going to be sunshine, lollipops, roses.
It probably
I'm going to have
be.
This feeling, this lustful feeling all the time.
No.
It ain't like that, hun.
No, libido changes. Sometimes someone's more eager than the other person. Sometimes you both are. But the whole point is marriage is a partnership. You are working together. You're like a team. Like, you need to, like, be egging each other on.
Like on,
supporting
babe.
Each other.
This.
Like, if she's going through that, he needs to be showing, yeah, like, I've got you, don't worry. Like, even if we don't have sex right now, it's cool. Like, there's other...
But what he's done is he's taken her problems and isolated them and said that this is the problem within our marriage. And therefore, I don't think I have love for you because of that. How selfish.
Like, it's the idea that he's personified sex to the point that it's the main obstacle.
Yeah.
It's like the main thing for him to like, and that's wrong.
It's like there's a whole person.
It's personality.
You've chosen a person to share your life with, a human being.
She's probably the funniest person ever.
Do you know what I mean? She's probably got bants for days.
Do you know what I mean?
She's probably at her friend's house, like,
just
the funniest
around.
Person in the room,
but
the best banter, but
you're
he doesn't know any of that about her.
No.
Because he's isolated one issue and said, it's her fault. And you know what? Men like that, they shouldn't have wives.
I mean, we can't say that, but he's got a lot of work to do and he needs to get over himself.
But you know what? The other side of the coin is, does she have enough pain? Because right now, this man has just showed us how immature he is. Now, it's like she's got to weigh up if she's got enough patience to basically turn this boy into a man.
Can I be on the other side for 1 second and be on his side for a little bit? Even if, I'm not going to be on his side because, you know, but anyway, even if.
Because we're on the side of the girlies.
We're on the side of the girlies. But even if he doesn't love her, I don't think he's given their relationship enough time to even discover that.
He's not giving her a chance. It's been 1 month.
30 days. You can't even create a habit in 30 days. I'm so sorry.
Because Oprah said, you know what Oprah said?
She said
it takes 30 days to form a habit. But I don't think, like.
Yeah, like he hasn't even explored
the honeymoon. There's not even been a honeymoon.
No, like
he's gone into that relationship with pure animosity.
He's gone into the relationship with delusion. That's what he's gone into. He wanted one thing, it hasn't worked out. Now he's throwing his toys at the pram.
He's upset. He just needs to be patted
Listen,
on the head.
Listen, do you know what I mean?
Bit.
Honestly,
do, you know what,
do the
don't
work.
Worry.
Do the work.
We're gonna be all right.
What would he do if he had a problem downstairs and he couldn't perform? How would he feel? How would he feel?
Yeah, he
imagine. I'd imagine women will probably stick with him forever, even though that's a long-term issue. I would never. I don't think she would ever.
She would go into instant patience mode.
Let me support him. What can we do?
Instant problem-solving mode.
Exactly.
Well, he should be problem-solving.
While he's sitting there moaning on Reddit.
Moaning on Reddit.
Oh, he's pissing me off. He has.
Oh,
I can't.
Writing a whole story on Reddit about how he's going to divorce his wife after 1 month.
And then it's like, at least have the vim to say you are. He keeps jumping in between.
It's because he didn't consummate the marriage.
I know.
That's literally why.
It all comes
he
down
struggled
to, it.
To consummate the marriage. His ego is affected. He's taken a blow. It's shattered. He's like, oh, bruv, like, I don't know.
No,
do you know
it's not what I signed up for.
It's not what I signed up for. And he doesn't like feeling this way, so he's going to blame it on her. It's gaslighting.
Honestly, get the help you guys need. Support her. Try and figure it out. See if you can push past it. If after 6 months you can't do it, then cool. Like, at least you tried. Do you know what I mean?
No, I just think that they need to sit down and have a chat.
No, I do. I definitely
but
think
But I also
that.
Feel like, yeah, if he was to sit down and talk to her and say, this is the reason why, and he says the words vaginismus, I swear to God,
she's
going to lose respect for him.
She's going to get so triggered.
Isn't
she's going to be like, you bold little man. I'm just envisioning him, guys. I don't know who he is. If he says those words,
or if he even says, like, I feel disconnected or I don't love you, she's going to be so angry.
Guys, can we never, ever come to a conversation and say to a girl, I don't love you, unless you really bloody mean it? Not in your first month of marriage. I'm so sorry. Like, give it a break. Like, give a break.
Because it's really, it's not a nice thing to say.
No.
And more time, it's not the truth. There's something else hidden under that, I don't love you.
And he needs to explore how he deals.
He needs to be brave enough to say what the real issue is.
No, but he also, yes, I agree with that. And he needs to explore, when things don't work out for him, how does he deal with it? Because right now, he's reacting.
And he just wants to
He's being very reactive and run away without looking at ways to solve the issue. And that is not a great partnership.
And what do men do best, Hartha? What are they supposed to do?
I don't know.
They're supposed to solve problems.
Exactly. They are meant to be leaders.
Yeah, that's what, do you know what? They get a lot of, what's it called? Do you know,
endorphins.
Like, yeah, lots of receptors inside them get excited when they solve problems. It's like something that they're supposed to do. Like, you know, when they fix a light bulb and you're like, oh my God, thank you so much for fixing the light bulb. You're so amazing. They get gas.
Who needs to fix the light bulb?
Who needs to go and fix the light bulb for her so she can get excited? And then that night in the bedroom, bish, bash, bam, bam, bam.
Then they can be happy.
I'm joking. It's not that simple. But, you know, they need to sit down, they need to talk and be honest with each other.
Anyway, that's what we think. Anyway, guys.
Oh my God, we're not going to see you guys until the 8th of January.
That's when we record. So it's the
11th of January.
Oh, guys.
Oh, I'm going to miss you guys. Please write to us. Like, let us know how you are. Do you know what I mean? We're going to do what we can in the broadcast channel. Yeah, just be nice to just connect during this time that we're all off on the holidays.
Do you know what I mean? Stories. Colton, we're waiting for the TikToks for your holiday. We're going to be on the broadcast channel. We're going to be on Instagram stories. Mm. We'll show you what we're doing. You guys let us know as well. And also, we are planning a fun season for you guys. We've got guests, we've got games, we've got laughter, we've got crazy scenarios, and it's going to be even bigger and better. In 2024, we've got a live show coming up. We've got speed friendships.
We've got loads coming up.
We've got loads coming up, inshallah. So you guys be excited.
And we'll see you then.
Oh, also, and we've got our Patreon coming out in January, where you get extra episodes. It actually is. Colton's looking at me like, huh?
Yeah, because we said it's coming out. No, but it's
actually coming out this time, guys, because we actually have recorded the content and you will see it and you will enjoy it. And we'll have a Discord, so it's going to be fun.
Anyway, guys, don't forget to download the episodes. Leave a review, give us a little comment on the YouTube. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe.
Oh my God, yeah.
Have we got that on there now?
And our lovely producers put on the question in the Q&A box in Spotify. So ladies, if you listen on the Spotify app, you can send in questions about episodes that you think. And also, I think you can write in the box to see what
is
you
it?
Say.
What exactly is it, Galadol?
It's a Q&A box.
Q&A box. Well, the first question I've just been doing is, what do you think of the episode?
Oh, look at that, guys. A chance for you to interact. Broadcast channel didn't really give you an interacting opportunity,
I really wish it did.
Mm.
But our Discord will, so it's going to be fun.
So we're going to have a group chat for you guys. We've got the question and answer box on Spotify. And we've also got the YouTube comments that we should be replying to.
I really love them though. I like them.
I like just reading them and just giving them a little heart.
Indeed. Anyway, guys, we love you. Thank you so much for always supporting us. We hope you have an amazing new year and you achieve all the goals that you want in the new year, inshallah.
We'll see you in 2024. Woo! clap. Oh my God, surprise. That is the end of the year, guys.
And it's
thank you so much for all your support. We love you. Guys, honestly, a whole year of oversharers. Alhamdulillah. And with that lovely note, guys, I'm going on holiday.
I'm
catching a flight in 5 minutes.
See you later.
I wish I could be that girl that's like, I'm catching a flight in 5 minutes with my suitcase outside.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.